Yes, it's new music. That's right.
Tell them about it.
Courtesy of me and my two sons in a studio in Nashville doing our tribute to you know who, but I don't want to tell you their name so we don't have to pay them royalties. Hope you like it.
Yes, and a favorite drummer of ours.
Oh, yes.
Who is a look-alike, sound-alike. All right, so I have a parade of techniques today.
Yippee.
Yeah, and so what it is someone who thought of offering her services to owners of Airbnbs. Let me show it. If you're out of town, if you can't do it, if you're a host that maybe, you know, lives in a different state, let me be the one that opens the door for your people. And she's picked up a couple of leads, people that actually want to stay in that town and perhaps buy their own property. So kind of a neat idea. Get by giving kind of idea.
What a nice thought.
I know.
I like it. Very creative. So I just have a phrase I wanted to offer as my parade of techniques.
All right.
The people I touched in December, I'm hearing from now.
Okay.
Here we're most of the way through February. And remember, this, it's a cycle. You know, I read on Facebook a new agent asking, what do I do? How do I generate leads? And somebody answered in reply, be patient. Remember, it's a cycle, 6 to 9 months long sometimes. Mm. And if you give up after a month, you'll never get anywhere. So, but I really like that, to think in terms of, if the people I'm touching now, it's maybe 2 or 3 months from now, I'm going to hear from them. And here's what was the follow-up to it. You have to change yourself to get to the next level.
All right.
You know, our people are so smart and self-aware. I just love that. It's not some magic formula, some magic trick or beans. It's you change yourself.
Beans? Wait a minute. Yeah. What?
Magic beans.
Okay.
Did you get your grits where Jack got his magic beans from?
Okay, we're not quoting my cousin Vinny. All right.
Okay. You haven't asked the experts?
I do. So here's the question. My number one goal is to focus on listings, but I keep getting all these buyer leads. So, okay, if I'm going to get buyer leads and I'm going to sit down with buyers, I want to make sure they actually buy from me. So what do I do to tighten up my CTO?
Golden handcuffs.
Yeah, I like that. All right.
So what did they say?
Well, here's what they said. First of all, are you meeting face-to-face? You've got to be face-to-face, whether it's on Zoom, if they're out of town, or if it's a, you know, person that one of the two people are out of town or whatever. So meet with them face-to-face, ideally in your office, but somewhere. Are you doing a... let's see. I got to make sure I do this right. Are you explaining buyer agency? Like right up front, right from the beginning, you've got to say, with all this lawsuit stuff, bring that up. You know, there's a lot of companies that are losing their minds because the lawsuit came down and there's this big settlement. Well, listen, it's going to be 3 to 5 years before we get back into court to challenge that ruling. So until then, nothing has changed. So calm down. If anything, all of that reminds us that we need to be good at disclosing. You know, most of the trouble that we got in this business is people that don't do a whole lot of business, right? Agents that have not been practicing at a high level. They're doing 2 or 3 deals a year. Well, the more transactions you do, the more skillful you are. So how's your buyer agency explanation? Are you having them sign a representation agreement? How is that working for you? You know, make sure that you're really, really clear. And I think there's nothing wrong with bringing up the fact that our states recommend that, require that at the first substantial conversation, by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, that's today, before we talk money or dollars and cents on anything, we are going to talk about who's representing whom. Anyway, okay, and then Zillow. Do they understand that you've got the ability to set up a search for them not using Zillow? Like Zillow is the worst way to find a house, right? Because the model, their model is don't ever tell people that the house is sold, because the more houses you have on Zillow, the more inquiries you're going to get, and the more ability Zillow has then to send each inquiry to three different agents. And who do they send them to? The guy who pays them the most money. Right. Does that make any sense at all? It might not be the most skillful guy. It's the guy that pays them the most money. So here's the way I work and set them up on a search that's accurate through your company or your MLS. Are we getting them pre-approved right from the beginning? The last thing I'd want you to do is walk into a house you can't afford only to fall in love with it and then find out you can't buy it. I don't work that way. What else are you doing to create a search on properties that are not active right now? Because, you know, that's the big frustrating thing, right? We have low inventory. So are you searching old expireds? Are you searching for sale by owners? Are you door knocking, contacting maybe with postcards the neighborhood in which the buyer, prospective buyer, wants to live? Show that buyer how hard you're willing to work. We're not going to wait for somebody else to list the right house for you. I'm going to go find it.
And I'm really glad that came up. Even if you're specific buyer approach.
Sure. And yeah. Even if you don't find it, your willingness to work is going to impress the heck out of that buyer. That's what you got to do. All right. So, can you tell I'm pretty passionate and excited about this topic?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You know, agency is a form of consumer protection. So make sure you use that phrase when you're talking agency with people. Here's how your rights as a consumer are protected by law. Okay. Here's my Ask the Experts. I am in constant contact with my sphere of influence, my book of business people. I need something new. Should I start a geographic farm? Hmm. That was the question. And here was the answers.
Bump that, babe.
First, consistency is what really pays off in farming. So if you're going to do a geographic farm, make consistency your best friend. Farm where you live. Because you've got a stake in there.
You're showing up, too. Yeah. They see you walking down the street. Wave when you drive by.
If you're going to send anything out, send out information about recent closings. Because that's what people who own homes in your farm are curious about. What's happening with the value of our home? Send out home tips. Send out video. Especially quick ones like reels. Learn everything you can about the homes in your market. Like the owners and who the builders and when were they built and maybe even what are the most common upgrades, the most common problems, who's fixing them, that sort of thing. Join a local gym and wear your career apparel. You know, wear your company t-shirt when you go working out at your local gym. Don't forget RPR. So you can send a mini property report with a note and include the 4 to 5 star confidence level valuations. I thought that was a really interesting nuance to using RPR information because they have different confidence levels based on stars. Use only the 4 to 5 star level ones. Do coming soon mailings. Get a plat map. Remember, knowledge is king, and the more you know about the neighborhood, the more people are going to trust you. There's a thing called HomeBot. Check that out. Yes, oh, my gosh. Send an email to monitor home values through HomeBot. It's, if you're using a lender, you can get it down to $25 a month with unlimited usage. And by the way, when you're sending video, everybody knows you're in real estate. They want to know who you are. So remember, social media is social. So keep it social. Forget the bragging stuff. Everybody knows you're in real estate already. You don't have to say, got a new listing or won this award. No, tell them who you are, and more of it will resonate with the people that you're reaching out to. And if you're looking for something new to do with your book of business, this idea of text videos, really short happy birthday messages, anniversary messages, lifestyle milestone messages. The more you know about the people in your book of business and what's going on in their lives, the more you can, on a daily basis, comment through video or text about what's happening and congratulate them and mark those milestones with them. Remember, people don't care what you know till they know that you care about what they care about. And they care about them, right. Their lives.
So when you drive by and there's a snowman in the front yard, this doesn't apply to people that live in warmth, but what if you stopped up, jumped out of your car, took a quick video of you standing next to the snowman and said, nice job, and then texted it? Those kinds of personal touches, that's huge. I'm glad you mentioned that. Mm-hmm.